have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just take a moment for a praise break. Give God the praise, for God truly alone is worthy of it all. Everything we can muster up, God is worthy of that. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, thank you for joining us on today. This is the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And we thank God for the win. Amen. We thank God for the win. Everything under the blood of Christ is a win. Everybody doesn't know that yet. Sisters, you don't know you're already a winner. But, hey, listen, we're here to remind you every week, 5:30 p.m., Central Time. Be sure to connect with another sister and tell her, hey, networking, that's key, guys. That is key. Tell somebody about the things that you like, the things that edify you, the things you enjoy, the things that build you up and make you glad. Tell them about the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, for Ministry to Marketplace. Once again, good evening, everybody. I'm Loretta Petite. I want to encourage you to love God, to fast-track yourself, and to make a positive impact. That's the importance of life right there. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you for today, for this blessed opportunity. God, we don't take it lightly, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to get a fire up on us, oh God, as we approach the time, to get excited and elated about all that you have provided, the doors you have opened, the ears you have opened, oh God, even to receive my voice on today. I thank you, Lord, for the hearts that you have opened to receive the content that you and I have agreed upon today. God, we thank you right now. Bless, oh God, my producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and Father God, everyone associated with the podcast. We give you praise, glory, and honor. It is in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank God. Hey, don't forget, as I said, love God. Fast track yourself. Don't get stuck in a rut. Don't get on this wheel of comfort zone. Mm-mm. Don't be a couch potato. Fast track yourself, and don't forget to make that positive impact in community. That's what life is all about, all of those. That's right, putting God first, being your best self, and touching the lives of others. So we thank the Lord on today. Today we want to open up a brand new focus. Our focus for the month of August is the beauty of a woman. We want to talk about the beauty of a woman. Many times we get caught up with things that we call beautiful that are vain, and things that may be those qualities to lust after. But I want to talk about, in a genuine sense, the beauty of a woman this month. But before we get to that, I do want to, of course, give you contact information on me. You can reach out to me with your topic ideas so I could do a little research and share with everyone, or you might want to come and be a part of the podcast. I'm not really sure, but you can send your correspondence to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Now, Loretta has one R and two T's. My name spelled one R and two T's. So that's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. You certainly could do that. Or send a text to 504-475-2555 and let me know what's on your heart, what's on your mind. That's 504-475-2555. And before we get started, guys, with our topic that I'm so excited about, the beauty of a woman. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited about the topic. I want to share these words on this poem called School Days. School Days. I found it pent up right there at Pinterest, and I want to share it with you. I have my own little poem, of course, from when I was in third, fourth, and fifth. We had this little poem that we kind of sang, made a little song, and many of you probably have heard it as well. It says, oh, happy, happy school days, what fun it is to go, to play up on the school grounds, the many games we know. But that was a part of our alma mater song. I have the whole thing. But before I go deeper into it, I'd rather not. I'm going to go right into the poem called School Days, because school did start for some people today, and maybe even earlier in the week. But it's on, y'all. It's on and popping, as they say. You got to observe those school zones. You have to remember all school zones are not created equal. What does that mean, Petite? Well, you know what? I am so glad you asked, because you can get into some school zones and you'll see you have to go 25 miles per hour, but then you get to others and you have to go 20 miles per hour. So pay attention. Pay attention. Don't think because you break down to 25, you're okay, because you could be in a 20-mile school zone and you be going a little bit too fast and you get a ticket for what? For not. And the other thing to observe is to remember that in many school zones, if you're caught on your cell phone while driving, that's already an offense. But if you're caught on your cell phones while driving in a school zone, that could be a double offense. And when you talk about something double, you're talking about more money you have to shell out, because they want your full attention on your driving, because little precious ones are running about, not paying attention to you. They are crossing the street, not understanding how to fully clear before they run sometimes. They're darting out in between cars. So they need your full attention at the wheel during school zone hours. Please, ma'am, please, sir, remember that. So the poem is called School Days, and it goes like this. Growing up in this day and age, with free expression all the rage, our young ones learn when starting school that reading's fun and math is cool. While writing's not the least bit boring, it's really so much like drawing. For every child, it is essential to realize their full potential. And teachers always do their best to stimulate their interest. When years of school days end at last with all examinations passed, will the children reminisce and say, our school days we will miss? And as the final day arrives, they would have been the best days of our lives. I know I can look back and say, were the best days of my life. I didn't like getting up every day on time, getting to school necessarily. But once I got there, I was thriving. But for the most part, I enjoyed going to school, because that was like, you know, feeding into my social interest. Even though I wasn't social verbally, I was paying attention, watching, learning from the other kids and what have you. And I thrived. I was a thriver in school because I wanted to be there. Didn't like getting up. You know, you don't like always doing it. Like everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody, you know, wants to die to get there. That kind of thing. So anyway, so moms and dads, I know you got an adjustment on your hand. You got to make some adjustments for the kids. You know, you got to make some adjustments to your life to, you know, get up and do what you have to do for them. Praise God for your little ones. They are gifts. They don't always act like gifts. They don't seem like gifts, but they are gifts. And this is your time to be there for them and do that. I remember every time there was a change, it kind of upset my flow, and I felt some kind of way. I really did. I felt some kind of way. I'm like, okay, so it's school time. I have to make sure the pressing is done. I've got to make sure that I have their school lunches together. Got to make sure I have the right foods in the house to send with them to school, or a snack, or got to make sure that I have transportation to and from and all of that. So I got acclimated to that. And before you know it, school was out. Oh, now I got to make sure they have somewhere to go after when I go to work. I got to make sure that, you know, this and the other's in place. So it's always an acclimation twice a year, once to get ready for school for parents and once to get ready for them being home all day while you're at work. So hats off to you. We're praying you through, all of you administrators and what have you. It's time to acclimate. It's time to acclimate. But anyway, let's get to my topic for this month. It's called The Beauty of a Woman. When we talk about beauty, we talk about something that's outstanding, something that is pleasing, usually to the eye. We talk about something that's pleasing, usually to the eye. But we talk about a person with a beautiful spirit. We talk about a person with a beautiful heart. Naturally, we can't see that with our eyes, right? But we can feel that, because as the saying goes, and I like this adage, what leaves the heart touches the heart. And many times people, they share things from their heart, and it literally feels so good, a massaging good feeling or a cozy comfort good feeling to your heart. So what leaves the heart touches the heart. And I love being around people that make me feel that way. It's hard for me to be around people that I've always got to argue with, and always I'm always hearing them belly ache and complain. You know, people that are insatiable. You never can satisfy them. And, you know, I don't like all of that. I don't like being in the midst of that. I will walk away. I will leave it right there because that's not my makeup. That's not who I am. Perhaps they grew up like that, and they were always in a situation where the person that was there leading them was never happy. I was never satisfied, and so they grew up to be grown-ups like that. So I had some negative things in my day, in my life, too, but I didn't want to grow up to be a grown-up like that. My God, I had to realize, I didn't like it. Nobody else is going to like this. So everybody didn't get that memo on how to not be the person they didn't like when they were children. So they tend to be that way with others. But to me, that's not beautiful. To me, that's not the beauty of a woman. And if you're like that, examine yourself. Be real with yourself. You don't have to be real with me. You don't have to be real with my producer, Kimmy Kim. But be real with yourself. And then you realize, okay, I didn't like this when I was a child. Why am I doing this to my children? Or why am I doing this to other people? Why have I grown up to be this kind of an adult? Okay, now that I realize I have a problem, let me fix it. Let me become more appealing to others. Let me become more beautiful to others. Let them see the God in me. That's what we should be striving for, in my Holy Ghost opinion, is to be more like Christ, okay? So when we talk about the beauty of a woman, many women, you know, all of us are different in one way or another, two ways or another, three ways or another. We're different, right? We're different, but we all have a place of beauty that can reside in us if we allow it. Many women think that the key to beauty is in the bottom of their makeup bag. But there are a million and one reasons why women believe this, and they believe it because, you know, we're so judgmental, you know, and because when you look at television, and especially back in the day, their waistline had to be like a 15 or 18. They wore those corsets, and they couldn't breathe, and then you came into an era where they were so penciled thin and still are, but we would say among ourselves, that person's not happy. That person can't eat. So, you know, sometimes you would hear on talk shows, they would say, what did you have for lunch today? Oh, I had a few spinach leaves and a tall glass of water. Like, what? So, you know, they look at their appearance and their bodies are being judged, especially, like I said, in some of the movies. But we've gotten a little bit more free. We see older people. We see bigger people, tall people, short, stout people. So that's pretty good. We have all styles of people represented on the screen because we're tired of looking at people that's a size 2. We can't really, we don't want to see that. We want, and they look like they're going to fall over if a strong wind comes. Come on, tell the truth, shame the devil. The beauty of a woman is, of course, not in all of that. It's not in how big or how small she is. It's really not in the bottom of her makeup bag. And we need to stop shaming people because they're overweight or shaming them because they're underweight, but they're trying. You know, they are eating. They're just trying. We have to stop shaming people because their faces are long or their faces are too short in our own estimation. God made us. And so, you know, we have to understand the different skeletal makeups. God did that. Come on, guys. Yeah, we did add some extra pounds to it along the way, especially during COVID. But I'm not talking about that kind of beauty of a woman. I'm talking about the things that are innate, the things that Holy Spirit downloads to us, such as our passions. God gives us a passion for different things. We have a passion, like I have a strong passion for broadcast. I have a strong passion for the vocal gifts. I have a strong passion for public speaking, voiceovers, for emceeing. I even have a strong passion for singing. I just have this strong passion. Those are my passions. Other people have different passions. They have passions about clothing, which I don't think God really downloaded, but we become vain and we like certain things. And I get it. You know, that's what it is. But it can be a beautiful thing if we take that same passion that we have for shoes or for clothing and say, let me dress a homeless woman. Let me give her a makeover and a few items of clothes for her closet. She doesn't have a real closet, but wherever she lives, she brings her closet with her. Let me make her feel good for a day. We can take that same passion that we have for putting on makeup and say, let's go ahead and do a little makeover for a teen coming into her college years. Let's make her feel golden for a day. So we can take those passions, the beauty of those passions, and we can be a blessing to others. A woman who is without passion is really a dull kind of person. When you ask someone, where are you going? What's your goals? What are your visions? And I don't know. Oh, I don't have any. It's like, oh, conversation ends. We don't have anything else to talk about because, you know, you're not feeling me. You're not understanding my energy. You're not understanding that we're all pushing towards something greater than ourselves. And you're like not trying to dream. You're not trying to exercise, you know, a love for anything. So build up that love. I mean, your passion can be a beautiful thing, not just for you, but for the community around you. And follow those passions. It can be a beautiful thing. Every time we trust God and we follow a passion, whether it's a vanity or not, the Lord will show us how to use that passion to be a blessing. Another thing that's a part of the beauty of a woman is her compassion. We can't see that just by looking at her, but when she's in action, we will know a woman that is of compassion. The beauty of a woman is our topic for this month. And, of course, compassion is a beautiful thing. I have been judged because of my compassion. I have been told, you know, oh, you're too compassionate. And I owned it. Yes, I am compassionate. I care about the other person. I care about the person that's struggling. I care about the person that has have less than I have. I care about the person who wants more but can't seem to get out of a place called stuck. I care about the woman that's hurting because she's been in an abusive marriage. I care about the woman who desires to be married and she has not found a suitor, has not come across and found her. I care about the single mother. I care about the grandmother. I care about the aging who doesn't have anyone to look after them. I do have that compassion. And so if you are a woman of compassion, that's a beautiful thing. A cold-hearted woman may love herself, but who loves her back? Think about it. If a woman is incapable of feeling for others, who will feel for her? Compassion, whether one is a mother, a lover, a colleague, a mentor, or a friend, is the adhesive glue that holds relationships together. The beauty of a woman, the beauty of a woman, that's what we're talking about this month. What about her mind? Listen to the mind of a woman. She's going somewhere. 9 times out of 10, she's telling you something that may be really bigger than you could even, because many times, you know, when women have these visions, and I'm not talking about the slowful one, the one who just dares to dream, but I'm talking about the mind of a woman who dares to dream, the mind of a woman who takes those downloaded visions and say, God, I'm going to do something with it. You know, that woman, beautiful thing, beautiful, beautiful thing. There's a popular myth in our culture that a beautiful woman isn't smart. In fact, the stereotype condemns women in two ways because the implication is that smart women aren't beautiful. Huh. This is a lose-lose scenario. If a woman looks too appealing, then she can't have anything going on upstairs. That's so crazy. You know, like blondes or empty-headed and things of that nature. You have to be a brunette to really have a good mind. What kind of foolishness is that? A woman who doesn't take time to cultivate her mind is like a writer who never reads books. You never read, so you really, your writing is only in one direction because you don't realize how the writing is moving, how the writing is opening up your mind, enlightening you, showing you other ways to write, to get your point across. So if you're going to be a writer, you need to read, right? If you want to contribute something, you have to pay attention. You have to cultivate your mind. We're talking about the beauty of a woman. And I want to give you one more, and let's lean on that. The fun-loving spirit of a woman is beautiful. It is beautiful. I find even when I'm watching shows on TV and someone who comes across as just, you know, very spirited and fun, I find myself sitting there smiling because they're touching me. They're touching something in me. It's just like me smiling at a baby that smiles or a baby that laughs or me personally smiling at a cat that's knocking something off of your counter. A fun-loving spirit, I mean, you can't pay for that. I mean, a person when I was in high school, we always say, why do you like that guy? Why do you like that guy? They would usually say, he's fun to be with. He's fun to be with. A person who's fun to be with, my goodness, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. There's a thing called the Debbie Downer. No, we avoid those because they aren't generally, they're like a flat tire. They don't move anything. But when you have a fun-loving spirit, you don't have to jump out of a plane. You know, you don't have to be adventurous to that degree. You don't even have to, swing glide or something, whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about. You don't have to even do that. But you can just be fun in and of itself. You know I make people laugh. I don't always know why they laugh. There's different reasons about me that they laugh. Maybe part of it, they're making fun. I don't know. But I tend to make people laugh. I don't try to come down on people and say, bring out your faults, unless it's a part of the conversation that we're having, and I will make mention of it. But to judge you, I'm going out of, like, judging people at all. Now, I do have situations when I'm dealing with someone over the phone or over the Internet, and they're giving me grief that they don't have to give me. Then I start to wonder, what kind of person is this? Oh, my goodness. So I start creating the person that's giving me grief. But as it relates to being with people, I like to accentuate their high points, their strong points, what make them lovely, gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful, awesome. I like to accentuate those things because I understand one thing. It doesn't cost me anything to compliment a sister. It doesn't cost me nothing to encourage a sister. It doesn't cost me not one thing to inspire another sister. So for me, a fun-loving spirit, I'm all for that. I am all for that. If you are kind of person you like to, you know, you like to sing, you like to dance, you like to tell jokes, you like to clown around, you know, you like to walk up to complete strangers and say hello. Hey, I'm good with that. I think that's cool. I'm good with that. That's fun. That's loving and what have you. Even if they don't speak back, I mean, hey, hello, how you doing today? In New Orleans, we do that a lot. That's what we do. And, be spontaneous, you know. Be spontaneous. Anything wrong with that? Now, I find that some people I'm with, I'm spontaneous. They'll say, you're trying to embarrass us. I am not trying to embarrass you. I just feel like singing. I'm at my table. Kimmy is my producer. I think she'll do the same thing. Sit at that table and sing a song if she feels it. I will sing a song if I feel it. Yep. So that's what I do. And when I go in the restaurant and a nice song is playing, I might, you know, want to sing with it, you know. Fun-loving spirit, that's the beauty of a woman. Hey, listen, guys, let me review for you. I said a fun-loving spirit is the beauty of a woman. Her mind, the beauty of a woman. Her compassion, important. We all need to have it. And then her passions can be a beautiful thing. Yes, follow your passions. Let God take that and make something beautiful out of your life. Know this, we can all get real cute with our lashes, our weaves. We can get cute with our makeup, the prettiest lipstick or the flashy eyeshadows. And that's just, you know, external beauty. But that other stuff, I'm talking about stuff that runs a little bit deeper. That's the true beauty, the beauty of a woman. I want you to see yourself in that light, not just on what you can put on your face, but what's on the inside of you. That stuff is gold, sister. That stuff is gold. Amen. So recognize, be honest with yourself. You know how far you have to go. You know what you have to do. If you're more of a serious person, serious nature, quiet person, you're not a fun person, you wonder why people don't like to hang around you, just be authentically you and just find fun things to do. If you're not innately fun, honey, make an itinerary. Say, oh, we're going to go over here, and we're going to try and get out of this escape room. And then when that's over, oh, we're going to try these new pastries over here and have ourselves some milk with it. And after that on the itinerary, we're going to go and take a boat ride. And then after that, we're going to go and have dinner, and that's going to be our date. So if you're not innately fun-loving, spirited person, make an itinerary. No one would be the wiser. You just can say, hey, this is our next point. This is the next thing we're going to do. When you make people feel good about being with you, they're going to always want to come back and be with you. I pray today that you have been helped. I pray that I shared something that you could share again to somebody else. Pay it forward. All this month, we're going to be talking about the beauty of a woman. So be sure to continue to tune in. If you'd like to reach out to me, send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com, or hit me up on the text at 504-475-2555. That is text me, 504-475-2555. Before I go, let me check. Is there anybody on the line? I didn't give out the number, but if you already have the number and you want to call in, you might want to start dialing right now. Having said all of that, this past week, we celebrated number 44. He had a birthday. Hats off to the awesome Barack Hussein Obama. We thank God for him. He really made a difference in our lives. And many of us really appreciate that. Sometimes we can't get to a level because no one walked through the door first. But when somebody's walked through the door, oh, my God, how exciting, because now that door is open. And, you know, we can dream bigger now, right? We can walk through greater doors. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. So let me check. Do I have a caller on the line? Anybody dialed in today? Because if not, I'm going to bid you adieu, that you would have yourself a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. To God be the glory. You have been tuned into the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Remember, you are beautiful. What the eyes can't see, but the heart certainly can feel. I'm Loretta Petit, and by the grace of God, I too am winning at life. Till next time, take good care. And don't forget, obey the school zones. Bye-bye.